that the spirit of the Creator is also not pleased with him. We'll read again. 12. It is known that it is impossible to achieve love of the Creator before a person is rewarded with love of people through love your neighbor as yourself, which Rabbi Akiva said is a great rule in the Torah. That is, by this a person accustoms himself to love people, which is love of others, and then he can achieve the degree of loving the Creator. By this we should interpret the above said, anyone with whom the spirit of the people is content, meaning that the spirit of the people is content with him, for he always engages in love of people and always watches out for love of others, then the spirit of the Creator is also pleased with him, meaning he enjoys making the spirit of the Creator, meaning bestowing upon the Creator. But it is not so with one who engages in love of self. Then it is certain that the spirit of the Creator is also not pleased. The spirit of the Creator is also not pleased with him.
In other words, every plea of ours to the Creator, everything we want to do toward the Creator has to be enveloped with our relation to the friends, to the people, to the creations. Otherwise, it won't be in order to bestow and will certainly not reach the Creator. Every single plea, everything we really want to do toward the Creator, we have to first of all think how we envelop it with our relation to the friends, and afterwards direct it toward the Creator. And in this way, we will really send him and reach him with our message, and we can be rewarded with an answer.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean, this request, this plea to the Creator, to Rav?
Just as you speak to a friend, you can speak with the Creator. It's all from your perspective. It's all for you to calibrate your vessels, your desires correctly. So here we already begin to understand that the Creator, also there is no Creator in himself, but rather the more you turn to the friends, by this you engender more and more, and you organize, you arrange the concept of the Creator, just come and see. So what happens is that the Creator is the sum of your relation to the world, to others, to the still vegetative inanimate, but mainly toward the friends. By this it is born.
Thank you, Rav. This brings us to this point that we always need to turn everything, there is none else besides him. We don't correct the 10 in the world, rather to do this work.
We need to calibrate ourselves in such a way that we want to do all the things in the 10. In connection with the friends, with people, with others. And then, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, from the love of friends to the love of the Creator. This is how we should see our way. Otherwise, we will be closed inside our egos, and we'll be just making circles in our egos. And we will only bring about new philosophies and psychologies there. But if we direct ourselves, first of all, to love people and then to love the Creator as a result, as a summary of the love of people, and this way really brings us to a spiritual level, to Lishma, for her sake. Hebrew 10.
Avi.
Yes, Rav. I'll ask a question. Before my bar mitzvah, I started to relate to the Creator and ask Him things. This element of the society, what does it add in man's prayer? What's the addition here?
The addition is that you are in vessels that you can check if you are advancing in exiting from yourself toward the friends or not. This is why we are given an example from this world by which we can carry out the exit from ourselves, from our ego, into the desire to bestow. And what's the desire to bestow? It's still not a desire to bestow. But if I want more and more, a little bit, to emerge from my desires to the desires of the friends, to, as it seems to me, then I'm already beginning to advance. Okay, let's continue, Michael.
Excerpt 13. When one completes one's work in love of others, and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's Maker.
This
is what Hillel and Asi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to man. We should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your might. For indeed they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. As this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might, and with the Creator he may deceive oneself, but with his friend it is always spread out before his eyes.
Again.
Again, 13. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's Maker.
Because with respect to the laws of nature, there is no difference how we come out of ourselves. As long as we rise above the egoistic desire and acquire qualities of bestowal upon the qualities of reception, until we come to the qualities of bestowal, bestowing in order to bestow, and then we even correct that, the qualities of reception and receive in order to bestow. We have two parts along the way. We have the vessels of bestowal to bestow in order to bestow from Malchut to Bina, and then receiving in order to bestow from Malchut to Keter. And we can do that only on condition that we measure our steps and know where we are. And we can do that for certain only by measuring from one person to the friends and to humanity, to everyone, but on a level where he understands and knows and understands and can weigh and measure. Whereas with respect to the Creator, it is always a higher degree than his own. He's not on it, and it cannot be certain what exactly he's doing. If he's just imagining his situation toward the Creator, or if it's really so.
What do you mean there's no difference between them?
No difference, because according to our will to receive, whatever is outside of our will to receive is called outside of one's body. And we don't feel what it is. We don't feel it. This is how we're built. We feel only what is in the body through the quality of love, the connection that we're trying to achieve. We begin to feel what others seemingly have. So I will feel it. This is called returning the friends or pieces that broke and disconnected from me. I bring them back into my vessel, into my body, into my heart.
It's
understood that practically the only way to reach love outside myself is through love of friends, not directly the love of the Creator.
The Creator broke the vessel into pieces, because otherwise we would have no way to, no possibility to achieve bestowal. Based on what? If I have no vessels, I don't understand what is required of me, where it is, nothing. And here, I have something before me. Whether I want it or not, that's a different story. Whether I can do it or can't. But in this way, he gave us a chance to know what is his nature, the nature of the giver.
Okay, but regarding the term itself, love of the friends and love of the Creator, in what are they the same or judged equally?
In everything. In everything. There is no Creator. I build him. All those discernments that I feel as outside of me, and I bring them closer so that they are seemingly in me, this is called achieving adhesion with them. All those discernments are called the Creator. Boe, come and see. But what am I really doing? I'm bringing my parts, which were mine before the breaking of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. I bring them back to me, and in this way, I feel what is in those corrected, united desires that are now united together. And this is called the Creator. Come and see. Why is it called love of people, love of the Creator? That was a question. Love. Because I have to attain the things I can work with, the things that are in my field of vision with respect to my feeling. And as a result, I begin to attain things that are beyond it, that pertain to the level of the Creator, that clothing the connection between us. So there are things I work on practically, and I bring them close, I approach them to the point that with my, when I descend, I want to kill everyone, and when I ascend, I want to embrace everyone. But it's palpable. It's I can reach it with my hands. And the result of it is that I understand, I attain the essence of the connection and the essence of the hatred. And by this I feel the upper force. Come and see the Creator. as a result of my actions. And we attain the Creator when He dresses in the connection between us. In the tent, we always said that He's at the center of the tent. There is where we have to discover Him.
So, nonetheless, there's two stages, right?
Of course, sure. From the love of people to the love of the Creator, two stages.
So why does He say they're judged equally, that there's no difference between them?
Because with respect to one's feeling, what we attain, we actually attain them together, the vessel and its filling.
And why is it so hard for a person to accept it in terms of his ego?
It's against our nature. After the breaking of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, it is opposite from us. It's connection. There's nothing worse. There's nothing more contradictory to our nature than connection.
Why does a person imagine to himself that he has love of the Creator, that he wants to love the Creator, and actually he hasn't even begun to love others, and it's false?
It's false. It's a lie. It is exercises. Exercises. This is what we have to do. We also do exercises with the friends. What? You love them? Are you getting closer to them? Do you really want to be together with them heart and soul? Of course not. But we have to look at it correctly and at the same time act out as if we are united.
Last question. How to not, you know, underestimate or not look in, not to look directly, how to always look straight at the friends?
With both eyes, both hands, both legs, both. With rejection and attraction, bringing closer. This is how we discover it. He writes about it. Both Rabash and Baal Sulam. We need it with both. Our feeling is between the nearing and the moving away. Otherwise, we're lost. We're disoriented. We don't know how to grip to spirituality. Even in our world, we have to use both those forces and see where's the right relation between them. And in this way, we advance and we build ourselves out of both together. The light shines as darkness. Quality that it will be revealed.
Why is there no need in a person for love of the created beings?
Because after the breaking, we are opposite from it. And it's done on purpose so that we will be connected to the light and the darkness, to hatred and love, to connection and disconnection and separation. And out of the two, we can feel what it means to be a created being and what it means to be the Creator. Because there's no Creator without a created being. We will lack this feeling. This is why we don't detect Him. The Creator is concealed. We say that He is concealed, but in truth, there is no concealment. It's just that we can't reveal Him with our senses. But the power of bestowal actually fills everything. But instead of it, we reveal a little bit of the force of reception, and in it, we depict our world. Our world, our bodies, our universe. And it's all obviously imaginary. There's nothing real in it. So, in order to allow us to gradually open our eyes and attain, build our spiritual sense, this is why it happened this way. Otherwise, you can't establish the created being. The created being is a very special concept. The Creator had to prepare all those conditions from completeness to complete incompleteness to a point of absolute disconnection and darkness. So that afterwards, from the darkness, from the disconnection, from almost from a state of near inexistence, non-existence, where there is just one dot of that future created being, which is called a point in the heart, or a part of God from above, or a spark of light. And that spark is what operates in each and every created being in order to advance him more and more toward feeling what is outside of him. This is called, toward the created being, the quality of bestowal, to feel something on the outside, that is on the outside. And as a created being advances, he at least begins to feel what is regarded as outside of him in the corporeal world. It's not really outside of him. It's all inside of him, as Balasaram writes for us, regarding corporeal attainment. And afterwards, there is also spiritual attainment. And in this way, we gradually build our vessels through connection among them. First of all, an egoistic connection that we arrange in this world, and then new vessels open up for us.
And
that's the way. Ask, go ahead.
I'll say where my question comes from, results from. Because in relation to the Creator, you have a tendency, right? And even if he's concealed from you, or if it's imagination, but you want him. You want this thing called Creator. Even if you don't know what it is, the attitude to the created beings, what's the need in it?
Because you want the Creator egoistically. You think it's the source of your life, and it's worthwhile for you to be in contact with it. Whereas created beings only bother you in life, annoy you. You want all kinds of forces, opportunities, that I can be assisted by them, that I can use them, I can exploit them, I can defeat them. But that's it. And if I have some obligation here, some commitment to anything outside of me, I don't want it. According to my nature, I don't want it. I suffer from it. And this is why we relate differently to the Creator and to the created beings. The Creator, I think he is great, and I'm dependent on him, so I'm afraid opening up something from him. I do have demands of him sometimes, and so I do burst out toward him like a baby. But toward others, toward the friends, when I discover that they're demanding and demanding of me, or they're just hiding the Creator from me, they are in the way, that I'm not the only one in the world, they are disrupting my uniqueness, and I'm not unique. So I think, what's the purpose of having them all together? I feel like neutralizing them. To take them out from the world. This is our nature.
So what do we do with it?
What do we do with it? We destroy all the friends and the whole world, as you can see.
Seems like the easy way, but we want to reach love of the created beings.
We have to understand that that's not the way. And we can't do it. Even though deep within us, we do want it in our ego. But instead, we have to learn how to reach the truth. Because that he is above us, and not that we determine the orders of the world. But the upper force does not ask besides it. And he built the world, and we have to learn the rules and try to perform corrections in this way. Everything begins with submission. This is why the more man and humanity try to do whatever they want according to their egoistic nature. After many blows, they will still come to a conclusion that we have no way to do what we want according to our nature. And instead, we have to learn what really exists according to the rules of the world, or according to the rules of the upper nature, rules of the Creator. It's the same. Depending who you speak to. That's the way it is.
How does this change occur, that you begin to have a need to love the created beings from a real place, true place?
After a long time, when a person engages in the wisdom of Kabbalah and in connection, even though he wants neither, in truth, he wants to control. He wants to discover all of reality, reveal it, and be, as Pharaoh says, I will rule. That's our nature. But after he sees it's not working out this way, and life teaches him through blows, all kinds of unpleasant exercises, and he also learns through the friends what happens to them, although he doesn't really want to take them into consideration. So he comes to a state where he has no choice as he continues more and more, because what can he do? Our life continues and our ego forces us to continue in life. So gradually, through small illuminations every time that influences him, he changes. He begins to change and suddenly he feels that he has a new thought, a new perception. And in this way, the Creator teaches him by this. Just like we teach little children. We give them all kinds of games, all kinds of exercises, and by this they learn. They grow wiser. And although all the learning and the progress is in the ego, which is called Lolishma, not for her sake. But from Lolishma, from not for her sake, we come to for her sake, Lishma. But first, we should develop egoistically and understand who and what we are toward the world egoistically. By this, every individual develops, and the world develops over thousands of years, until we come to a state where we today are at the point of the general comprehensive crisis of the entire world. And we can already, with one view, see the world that it is one and it is completely interdependent and interconnected, and it is one system that is in crisis because everyone is the way they are in a ten. We're all resisting, colliding, and if we really want to continue existing, we have no choice but to come to some sort of connection, some sort of understanding, the correct understanding of the system. We don't have an example of the correct system. So we have to somehow detect it, locate it. What can it be? So here we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah because we have no choice, and the world will discover it, that it has no other method. And it must nevertheless learn from this method how to build itself correctly in order to continue to exist, and not just continue to exist, but also rise on the levels of attainment. Well, there's a lot here. There's eternity, wholeness, above life and death. These things help us push ourselves to the spiritual level. Moscow.
Rab, ti volevo chiedere a proposito del metodo che noi usiamo come se fosse, no?
Rav, I wanted to ask you regarding the method that we use, the method that, you know, as if, right, that we need to play, to act. But the sensation that we're like acting it, is it something that we're going to lose in the future or that lives with us? That it's within us and thus we'll be able to turn it to love?
Acting is something very important. This is why it exists in every object that develops. Even in the still, although we don't detect it there, when atoms and molecules approach each other in order to connect. But in the vegetative, animate, and especially on the speaking level, we can detect what is the acting. Acting is exercises of the next degree, my adaptation to the next level that I want to be in. And here we need to understand how the concept itself of acting is important, paramount in spirituality, because by this I express my desire. By this I have to find the powers to help me rise to the next level. It can be through physical exercise or intellectual exercise or spiritual exercise. I want to reach something that I'm not in right now. These qualities, these powers, these capabilities, these skills, and I do it. Look at what we do. We give children games so they will play with their hands and legs and all kinds of things. So they will play with their motorics. Afterwards, we give them games to play with their intellect, how to put one thing over the other, how to connect this with that, etc. In other words, games or acting is what really develops more advanced states. And there are such games in spirituality as well, not just on the still vegetative and animate levels, but on the speaking levels too, on the human level, human meaning dome, Adam, similar to the Creator. So what games do we need in order to resemble the Creator, to learn how to resemble the Creator? Let's do it. What do we present toward humanity? What do we give them as to little children, something to engage in so that they will understand the spiritual ideas, so that they will play with it, act it out, and rise and advance? This is our work. We have to develop such exercises, let's not call it games, exercises, by which we can take a few steps forward with humanity. This is the meaning of that's what our corrections are about, and we do it in the group. We have no other way to build a pattern and position ourselves in some similarity to spirituality, except in the group. So you can look at the friends as bodies that you have in front of you and how you connect to them. And you can imagine the friends not as bodies, but each one with his own character and how you connect to them. So you have to relinquish yourself. You have to make concessions. You have to annul before them what you need to do in order to get closer to them. what service you need to do for them so that they will accept you, so that they will want you closer, and how you can do it more internally. So here you have degrees, how much we can connect with the friends. And here's where we keep encountering our ego that doesn't want to let us do it. So now we've got two forces. Now I begin to understand that power, with my power, I want to connect to the friends. It is the power of bestowal, and it's unnatural for me. I develop it through all kinds of external forces, from nature, from the Creator, from the support of the friends, and according to my nature, I push them, reject them, I don't want them. And then we are already in a very special system of two forces. Attraction and rejection, reception and bestowal. And then we begin to learn these things. Because just imagine that you explain it to a little child, how we can do this, how to do it. So some children understand quickly and some not as quickly. Some by nature disagree with it, like a little child that just grabs something and says, that's it, that's mine. I don't want to give it, I don't want to share it, I don't want to play with anyone, that's mine. And he holds his toy. So are we. We need to learn it. But still, everything is created in order for us to advance. And now, why am I talking about it? Because now we are at a very important stage where we have to begin to carry out these things with a more fundamental understanding between us, understanding of connection, and also go out with it to the outside world. Because according to the science, the world is showing us that it is reaching a state of huge quarrel among all the countries, and everyone's talking about a world war again, and who knows what. So we need to understand that we are indeed coming to stages where we quickly have to learn the correct forms of connection between us and how we explain it to the world.
Ma la qualità dell'amore per il creatore non è diversa dall'amore per gli amici?
The quality of love for the Creator, is it not different from the love of the friends? He is the source, and the friends are similar to me.
When you begin to truly work on connection with the friends, you begin in this to awaken your attitude to the Creator. And there's no difference, like he writes, in every place, Kabbalists write this such, that there is no difference in attitude of what is outside a person. But towards the Creator, you don't see it, because he's concealed. If the Creator was revealed, then you would reveal that you hate him, like you don't hate anybody else. You don't want to get closer to him or look at him. No way. There is nothing worse for you than the Creator, because it's force of bestowal, which is hated upon you according to your nature in 100%. And when you, with the friends, begin to prepare yourself a bit more and a bit more to coming closer to connection with the friends, despite your ego, that nonetheless you are going somehow to come near and connect with them, in that extent you can stand the revelation of the Creator. And in this extent he can be revealed to you. And thus it is called from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. And we advance in such a manner. And that's how it is till the end of correction. All the actions we'll need to do in the connection between us until we reach all as one man and one heart, both internally inside the ten and also externally in all of humanity, and accordingly, we will cause the revelation of the Creator, which will be revealed specifically in the connection between us. And not to think that the connection between us that we're making is as, like, corporeally and the Creator is spiritual. We will reveal later that there's no difference. No difference.
Turkey 3.
Dira, a question from my friend. You said that a person has the data of unity within him, but the feeling of shattering is bigger. Why is this unification state so hard for a person?
You said correctly that the record from the breaking, the broken records, within them, they hold all the entire corrected state, just that we need to draw the light that reforms upon it. And then out of this negative record, Rishimo, will be corrected and will reveal the positive correct state to me. That's what we need to reveal. And surely, of course, in the meantime, the negative states appear much stronger to us than the positive ones, and it will always be such until the end of correction, because that's always our nature which is revealed, and always the egoistical states will always be closer and more understood to us than states of bestowal and love, that we need yet to overcome and to refine them in hardship between us somehow, by each one shall help his friend, that one person cannot do it on his own, only in the correct connection with the friends, until the entire world will be as friends.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, it'll stay on the channel of love. You said that love of friends leads to a love of the Creator. So what is the difference between the two loves so that we avoid making mistakes with respect to love of the friends or love of the Creator?
There cannot be love of the Creator if you don't reach love of the friends. Love of the Creator is revealed out of this, that you're truly working strongly on love of friends, and you invest yourself in it, and you suffer from this, that you cannot attain the essence of the love of friends. And in the lack for this, you reach the beginning of your revelation for love of the Creator. Suddenly you want a desire to relate to the Creator, to love Him. Seemingly that you, egoistically, of course, but you begin now to think about Him. He begins to be before you. You begin to feel that the connection with Him is important to you. Your attitude towards Him is specifically important to you. How much you relate to Him. How much you want to cause Him contentment. And then already in this, we've spoken about this like a week ago, I think, that already is important for you to perform some actions that from which He will enjoy. These things we need to grasp and to develop.
With your permission, Rav, what is the difference between the two loves?
There's no difference. One develops the other. In the meantime, of course, there is a difference because the created being, I seemingly see Him before me. But in spirituality, both love of friends is spiritual, and love of the Creator, right? That's one is the light and one is the vessel.
שוב קטע 14.
Again, excerpt 14. Our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah.
Meaning, all the things that they write, we need to accept them for action, that we need to attain, to feel, to understand,
which bring the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, commandment, they certainly mean a practical commandment. This is certainly as Hillel says, meaning love your friend as yourself. It is by this mitzvah, commandment, alone, that one attains the real goal, which is dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator.
So why does it write, love thy friend as thyself? The friend is the Creator? Who is the friends?
Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah, one observes the entire goal and purpose. Now, there is no question about the mitzvot, commandments, between man and the Creator, because the practical ones among them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself.
Meaning, in this, that we do all sorts of actions to bestow to the Creator, that brings us specifically to coming near to the friends.
After which, immediately comes the dvikut, adhesion. You asked while we were reading, who does it mean by your friend, by your other, the Creator, the friend?
Creator and the friend, both, until a person can differentiate. By us, in the meantime, it's two forces, you know, like the Creator, what is he, I dependent on him, what can I do? But the friend, today there's one, tomorrow there's two, there is friends, there isn't friends. We don't see the whole form, picture of the world, of reality, and so that's how we determine our attitude.
So, in the beginning we don't distinguish between the friend and the Creator, and in the end we don't distinguish between the friend and the Creator?
We cannot not differentiate, but ultimately in the end, no. When we truly enter the work, these things exchange such from cause and effect, from created beings to Creator, and then that the relation with the created beings determines the relation with the Creator, and then that all the things that I can perform, they are truly within the created beings, and the Creator is within them, and there's no difference between them. Rather, the Creator is the source, and the performance is the vessel, is the created beings. Well, the sensation, what in words, there's no way to really express this. All right, Bulgaria.
Как вы видите духовная сущность товарищей, они смотрят на их как на телами в этом мире?
Зе алидей зе, ши анахну медабрим бейнейну.
By this that we speak between us, that we read together, we work together, then slowly we begin to feel just how much truly spirituality is revealed, not in each one of us, but between us. And this is the most important point in our spiritual progress, that we begin to reveal that in none of us there is spirituality, rather in all of us, it is in all of us, that in such a manner we already reach the correct vessel and connect correctly in it. The main thing is to reach this, that all that occurs in spirituality is the connection between us. And then the connection between us, we want to reach in it one point, connection. Unity 2.
С вашего позволения, в 14-м отрывке посередине написано: «И вот ты видишь, что благодаря одной заповеди...»
In the middle of excerpt 14 it says that you see that thanks to this commandment, he realizes his goal and vocation. But there are many commandments. Why does he talk about one commandment?
All commandments. There's only one commandment. All the rest of the actions that we do, they are all these actions, concentrated in one action of connection. And according to the intensity of connection, there we have revelation of the Creator, which is that one commandment that we reach adhesion with Him, and there's no more. And all that you may read about all sorts of actions that are called mitzvot, commandments, they're as components of this connection. In sum total, you have 10 sefirot, 10 parts that you need to connect them in one goal, one tendency. And this work is called the fulfillment of the mitzvot, of the commandments, that they're all to one commandment, adhesion with the Creator, the goal.
Moscow 7.
Out of its fulfillment in the vessel.
I understand what it means to appreciate the friends, but what does it mean to love the friend?
What does it mean to love the friend? Let's say, in the meantime, you need to convince yourself that without connection with a friend, without his assistance, you don't reach the purpose of life. So the friend to you becomes a partner in life, in a manner that without him, you attain nothing. And in this extent, you want that it will exist and it will be near you, that it will be healthy, egoistically. But nonetheless, you begin to relate importance to him.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Why is reaching the love of the Creator the goal? What does the Creator need or want us to love Him?
Because in love of the Creator we reach. Love is words, right? It is expressed in our language, in our terms. That we reach a degree, the highest degree in nature. And then I become incorporated of two forces in nature, because as a created being, and I cannot identify just one force, rather only out of one thing and its opposite, the difference between the light and the darkness. And so, such we reach to recognize the Creator, Bore, come and see, which already includes two parts. Bore, come and see. Build the vessel, and in it reveal the fulfillment. But in order to build the vessel, we need to build it from small parts, in order to attain it in its entirety, in all sorts of manners, in connection between all sorts of its parts. That's our path. If we look at it in a bit more general manner, it's not such a big problem. In general, it's not a complicated system. But because it passes up on us, and we here, we need to change in order to understand it, to change in order to feel it. And mind and sensation, understanding and feeling, they're still connected, tied to one another. So here we get confused, because suddenly it's higher than our sensation, or suddenly it's higher than our understanding, and then we need to rise a bit more, and our ascent is always in this, that we annul ourselves, towards the friends, on our centers in this, that I connect to the friends, and so on. There is work here on the person himself that doesn't want. And here our ego really hits the brakes. It stops us. But also, in this that it stops us, it does so on purpose that we will understand what forces are in us, which are anti-connection, anti-creator, anti-love, and so on. And it's all because we can attain only out of one thing and its opposite. And that's how we advance.
Final question, if I may. How can we depict the deficiency of the friend in its final corrected state?
The lacks of the friends are concealed from you, just like their advantages. Rather, all that you see in them is you see out of your broken vessel.
And in the corrected state, how would I see them?
Also, according to your correction, you will see them. And then later you will reveal that you have no friends, that all this is the qualities of the Creator, that thus He presents Himself to you in order to calibrate you for the end of correction.
What actions produce the feeling of love among us in the work?
According to what they write, Rabash made such an effort to write that I don't know what is there much to add. All the actions that we are used to doing in a group, in connection, in our meetings, in our meals, in our congresses, all such actions, and also each and every lesson of ours is like a mini congress, a mini convention. Every day we're doing this, and we wake up in the middle of the night or maybe some other time, but it's never convenient. We have to relinquish, to let go of ourselves, of our ego, of our time, from work, from family, from our free time, in order to connect and to learn. It's a huge investment over a long time, and we progress in the privilege of this.
Is there something more we can do to accelerate the process?
I don't think that we need to add according to the clock, according to the hours, to our actions. I don't think so. It could be that there will be such times. Let's say some virus will come, and the whole world is frozen, and everybody will sit at home, then we will do another lesson during the day. Besides this lesson, we'll also do an additional one. But besides this, we can also do a meeting of friends, a Shivat Chavarim every day. The problem is not in this. The problem not to obligate people, rather that they will do it out of their desire, from understanding, from this that they'll feel a necessity in it.
Out of what will this understanding come?
Recognition of the importance of the goal and the means of the connection between us to as it means.
Thank you for the opportunity. Why is it so cold if the Creator is filled with love, and it's so difficult to tell a friend that I love him to a level that I show hatred instead of love?
It's all because we need to understand and recognize our ego. And against it, in contrast, to recognize, to reveal the Creator. Try more and more to think about yourself, your behavior, all sorts of your things that are important for you that you want to carry them out, your external form, how much you want to carry on with it, and how important it is to spirituality. And from that, decide where you really need to be with your efforts. Of correction. Next.
Question from PT6. What exists in the other should I feel within me?
The others, I need to feel. How can I say this? Actually, if I love of the others, then I see and feel and reveal, I attain what is in it, what is in them, out of the connection between us. That's how I attain them. So we truly connect in mind, heart and spirit together, and we turn to be as one.
World as it is being revealed. Yes.
Question from Kiev. The Creator hates the ego, and we need to love creation. Even if we see something as egotistically, should we love that ego?
We should love the ego, not because it's good, but rather because it's being revealed, showing us where we are and how we're advancing. Because a new revelation always starts from the revelation of the ego, because you're broken in advance, and we need to advance towards that. This is why the revelation of the ego is a sign for me that I'm reaching a new state. The truth is, if we can be sensitive correctly, we will discover every time that our ego opens up more and more, and we can connect between us more and more above it, and to discover every time more and more spiritual new states.
Question from Mach 21. Why do we think that the Creator is the most important thing in our life? But in the work, it turns out that we actually aspire more to love people than to love the Creator.
The Creator is important because it's the only source, the one unified and united force that revolves everything, that surrounds everything. There's no less besides Him. Whereas when we want to come close to Him, then if we only think about coming close to Him, we'll see we have no chance to do it, because we are created opposite of Him. We have no tools in our hand by which we can discover the Creator, by which we can grab Him. So what can we do? Here we need the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of how to receive the revelation of the Creator in our vessels. Because even though we're opposite of the Creator, and we should be by our nature, on the one hand, on the other hand, how can we discover Him being opposite of us? Opposite means I can't discover Him with my ordinary vessels. But there is a method how to nonetheless change our vessels by the intention in order to bestow, and the will to receive with the intention in order to bestow, accordingly becomes adapted to the Creator. And according to this extent that it's adapted, that it resembles by the will to receive, it becomes Adam, resembling the Creator. And besides that, he starts also to feel the Creator, and he himself becomes as part of the Creator.
Yes.
No, no.
A
question from KW5. I heard earlier that you can measure. How do you measure the distance between Malchut and Keter in the work with the friends?
That's something we can measure by the relations between us. Let's say, to the extent that we depict that we really connecting in this current state, according to our understanding, to be as one man in one heart. That all the group connects to one heart, one desire, one intention, one creator, as much as we can depict this together. By that, we are a whole ten. If we can really attain such a thing, then we'll feel the creator to a certain extent. Well, the extent that we attain the connection between us. The Creator is always revealed according to the connection between us. When we attain this connection, we can feel Him to the extent of Nefesh Ruach, Neshama, Chaya Yechida, etc. 125.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says that the lower hay, that the bottom hay that stands in the parsa was involved in these vessels and the light had to immediately depart from there. First of all, what's the force of the lower hay and why did it have to depart from there?
Malchut, that used to be limiting the upper light from going down below the parsa, of Nekudot Esag, this boundary cancelled.
You said to change the intention and not the desire, so if you remain in there, we'll just see, we only change the intention. So how can you go into such a thing? What changes the intention, actually, where the desire remains?
No, we're talking about the corrections. The correction is when I use the will to receive only with the intention in order to bestow.
How do I change the intention? How's the intention change? What makes my intention change?
Your intention can only change by the light that reforms. I have an intention after the shattering in order to receive. That's how I learned that the Creator has prepared the entire creation for me, being completely broken, and I need, bit by bit, perform actions to draw the upper light, the light that reforms, and by that I correct myself.
Meaning I don't have the ability of changing my intention whatsoever, only the reforming light?
You yourself, how will you do that? By what?
I don't know, maybe with help of the friends, connection, what we learn?
Neither in you nor in your friends is there something you can correct. You can't even identify what to correct.
Meaning only the reforming light, only it can change it and arrange our intentions?
Yes. Yes.
Nice. Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
We're talking here about the shattering, and I would like to know, let's say, if there's two friends in the ten that hate one another, can the ten connect nevertheless?
No. How can it connect if there's hatred between the friends? What you have between two, it's already in the ten. It's like having a pot where everything's fine except for two elements out of the ten that are ruining the stew. So what can you do? Of course, you need to correct.
How can you help in such a thing, Rav?
Perform all kinds of actions so that they connect properly. They need to understand that in the hatred between them, they're ruining the path for everyone. And they're stopping our advancement. That's why, without correcting these relations, we can't advance. That's why the whole ten has to sit on them and force their correction. Have discussions, not forcefully. have discussions that this is what we expect of them and explain to them why it has to be this way and how much they will profit if they can take themselves through and by the help of the ten from hatred to love. It will be truly a correction. That's why we actually were happy that such relations are revealed. And there are many, many others like that, but they won't be revealed. A corruption that's not revealed, as Bala Salam writes, has no hope. You need a true Holocaust for it to be revealed, and then we...
Yes, certainly that's how we have to learn it, but for the time being, it's not yet clear to us, because we're not yet doing the work between us in the Galgal Tainaim and the Achap between us. Also, in each part, there's a Galgal Tainaim and the Achap of its own. Whereas in humanity, we yearn for corrections. We are considered as the Galgal Tainaim, and all of humanity that does not yearn for correction is considered the Achap. At which point we need to correct ourselves as much as possible and to draw the Achap behind us. And there's here also mutual work. Since the Achap, by coming closer to us, they will push us two together. He writes that there in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, where the nations of the world will take the people of Israel on their shoulders as the Galgal Tainaim being above the Achap and to rise together to the mount of the Creator. We don't have the forces to do the corrections, because actually, according to our root, we don't need to correct ourselves. And therefore, you can see it today in Jews, where you explain to them that they're to blame, that they need to correct themselves. They don't understand what you're telling them. What else? No way. Did we do something bad? Tell me what? On one hand. On the other hand, the nations of the world that feel on their behalf that Israel is blocking them and bothering them to advance, they're actually in a complaint to Israel, and they're right. These are right, and these are right. It's just a lack of understanding in this mutual work that needs to take place here, which is why we need to go out in dissemination and explain these things as much as possible. Well, we'll talk more about this. Obligate humanity to think about the corrections, that really corrections need to take place through connection between people and not in any other way, because now we're missing in our world anything except for connection between us. Because to the extent of connection between us, we invite the reforming light to dwell amongst us, correct us, and fill us. That's what we need to explain to humanity, and also to explain to ourselves, that we actually need to come to a state that there's no choice. We have to be connected, and therefore we need to show an example to all of humanity of what connection is. And in such a way, we will be observing our records, our Rishimo in each of us, such that we will be his partners and draw all of humanity, all the souls, to adhere to him. From the side of the creatures, from the side of the Creator, these things are planned in advance, because without shattering the parts of the vessels of bestowal, Galgal Tainaim cannot enter into the parts of the vessels of reception, the Achap, and without that intermixing between them, you cannot correct the will to receive of, in Pchina Dalet, because it won't have sparks of bestowal within it. It won't understand what to bestow is. there are those of, between us that very simply, easily understand what it is to bestow. And there's people that you can talk to them. I'm telling you, from my experience, 30 years, even 40 years, and they don't understand and don't feel. Understanding is feeling altogether. They don't feel what it is to bestow. And this talks about very heavy reshimo records that is very difficult for them. And it's very difficult for them to understand, to come to understandings and corrections. But then when they get there, the reward is immense. Because really, big vessels, great coarseness, and the correction comes. Yes.
Previously, PT19 asked you if there are friends that having a conflict, and you said, I heard you say that it harms the whole 10.
Certainly. What do you mean? Any single change that happens between the friends influences everyone.
So, not so long ago, you talked about a team we should have that's responsible over these conflicts.
You need to be concerned with having all kinds of systems, and we once had for dozens of years that we exist, and you need to scrutinize this and to see. Yes, no, there are many systems that got cancelled because of the COVID pandemic, where we're not connected like we were before, and maybe new systems, but you must clarify that. Yes.
Should we have someone responsible over this in our 10?
Yeah, sure, that for sure. I don't know. Guys, you read the articles of Rabash and even of Bala Sulam. And from them, you need to see what is necessary for you to reach the purpose of creation, to the purpose of your life. So be men and do it. What's the question? Do as you should. What do you like? A baby standing and crying. Okay. I'm not a kindergarten teacher. I don't need to take care of these things. You need to erect these systems to make sure that you reach the right connection, to discover the Creator in it, and that way till the end of correction.